Or right-handed. Right-handed.
I like that idea. If he's still out there, he's not going to cost you a ton. He's productive when healthy.
100. You got to keep him healthy. At 37 years old and in 83 games last season, Hunter Pence, 83. Hunter Pence slash 297, 358, 552. And he beat the hell out of the Cubs in that first series of the year, if anybody remembers.
I can work with that as being a guy that you're not going to ask to play every day, but when you ask him to play, he's going to go all out. You know that.
Yeah.
He's going to be, and probably good for your clubhouse, I would imagine. There's people like Hunter Pence, don't they?
Never heard any fad said about him.
So.
Yeah, I think people like Hunter Pence. Although, I mean, listen, yeah, it's Adam Engel, and people have seen Adam Engel play for a while. But he's damn near elite when it comes to his defensive ability. He's that kind of close.
But that's a one-trick pony.
Yes.
But late in games, like, you do need that. Seventh inning, if Aloy is not coming back up.
Yeah.
You probably need someone to go catch the ball.
And that's why the defense matters so much, because it's not just Aloy. It's also Nomar. It's two guys.
See, and I have legitimate concerns about Lubob on this. And not his own defense, but the fact that you're talking about a player who is going to have to get used to playing at the major league level and playing in major league ballparks. Like, that's not easy. Like, it's not something that just immediately happens for people. So that and now you're saying, we want you to come in here and learn all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But we also need you to kind of patrol the alleys, because the other two guys kind of can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to look too far. I mean, you look in the division to a guy that struggled with the same kind of ask that Luis Robert is going to get. You know, Byron Buxton, with all the skill he possesses defensively, has not come online as a really solid bat, certainly not as the number one prospect that he was billed at for the first two seasons. And I think the Twins would tell you that jacking him around the system a couple of years in a row wasn't a great idea.
Yeah.
But that they probably could have done more to support either one of those skill sets with some players around him.
Yeah, that's the one thing where, like, everything else I feel pretty great about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing where I'm like, that could lose you some games.
That and a bullpen arm. But I think every team in baseball could look at a bullpen and go, I'd like one more.
You know what? And over the last couple of years, I've just kind of, when it comes to bullpens, you can tell me what they are at the beginning of the season, and it's almost never what it is at the end of a season,
because
you're going to make additions, and guys are going to get hurt, and some guys are going to impress you, and some guys are going to be like, ugh. So I've kind of put it in the pouch of, I can't worry about the bullpen.
That's fair.
Until we get into the season and see what it looks like. I can't project their bullpen, because it's just going to change.
It's a fool's errand, too, because there are some years where Craig Kimbrell does what he does last year. There are years when Cliff Polite and Neil Kotz do what they did that year. And there was no reason to think they would. There's nothing to project that they would.
Nope.
And they never did it again.
Nope.
And when you do have it, you try to recognize it and make the most out of it.
Rick Camp, also on today's show, has a Bulls bingo card he's been working on.
We heard. He's been very excited about the development of this product for a while now.
Yeah, but he's struggling with, I guess that there's a formatting issue where whatever program he's using, it's taking the free space and just moving it wherever it wants.
That's appropriate for the Bulls.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I figured it out, finally.
You got it?
Yes.
Because I was sitting there going, why not have the free space be off of the center? Because that would fit perfectly for the Bulls.
Especially if
it's
the free
just
space.
In a corner.
Now, is this for things that happen during a Bulls game?
Yes.
Does it include before and after?
No, this is things that happen during a Bulls game while you're watching.
Okay.
Specifically, there's definitely one thing that's specific to the watch part of it.
If the free space was an inappropriate timeout and it moved all over the board and everybody's card, that would make the most sense possible.
That would be the most boiling thing.
It'd be amazing.
Ever. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk a lot of White Sox today. The general manager of the White Sox, Rick Hahn, is going to join me at 1:00. There's that. The Coop stuff was really great. The Kopech stuff from yesterday with McNeil and Parkins, I thought was really, really good. Today, it lends itself to being like a day where we spend a ton of time talking about the White Sox. And I am here for it. And I know that Herbie is too. Gentlemen, I will see you next Friday. I will talk to you on Monday.
Sounds like a plan.
From South Beach. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station. That's Bernstein and McKnight. You can hear them Monday through Friday here at The Score from 9 a.m. until noon. I'm Lawrence Holmes. You can hear my show from noon until 2. Top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves face Manitoba on Saturday, February 1st. The first 2,500 fans that enter Allstate Arena receive an Oscar Dansk bobblehead. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Herbie, you in the mood to talk about the White Sox today?
Yes.
Let's go!
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Everyone knows Rick is the best. We're very lucky with the baseball executives in this town on the baseball side of things. We're very lucky between Jed, Theo, Rick, and even Kenny. You get good stuff. I'm still trying to convince Kenny to come on the show. He won't. And the podcast. That's what I want him on House of L.
You want him unfiltered?
Yes.
Let some MFs go.
If he wants, I don't care.
Bring the mobile studio to the golf cart. Bring him a new pair of shades.
I mean, we could do that. I could set that up for Glendale. Like, that could be the podcast. I could put all the equipment in the back. Kenny could drive around in the golf cart and we could just talk about life. I have questions. The thing about Kenny that used to always crack me up is because when we would butt heads, it was like, we're very much alike, and that's why we were butt-head. Neither one of us given an inch.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Well, Kenny's not going to be on the show today. Maybe he might. I mean, maybe I get that last-second phone call that he is going to be on the show today. That's not the plan, but the plan is for Rick Hahn to be on the show today at 1 o'clock. Welcome in. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a lot of stuff to talk about as Sox Fest goes on today. We are going to have a conversation and talk about a lot of stuff that is concerning the White Sox. It wasn't necessarily in the plan for this to be a mostly White Sox show today, but considering there isn't a ton that's going on, and I feel like we've done a really good job this week kind of coming out of Cubs convention and talking about a lot of the issues that are going on with the Cubs. And
yeah, boo.
He's still a Cub, though, right? Because they still, for some reason, haven't figured out the arbitration situation with him. But whatever, it's going to happen next week. Next week, I'm hearing next week. What's the over-under? Campy, Herbie, give me a date on when the Chris Bryant arbitration thing is going to be settled. Before you give me one, if I said March 23rd, would you go over or under?
Under.
By how much?
By almost a month and a half. I'm going February 13th.
February, so right before Valentine's Day, like sneak it in there during the All-Star festivities for the Bulls. Campy, which you going? I say March 23rd, you say over or under?
I will say under, since opening day is the 26th. But I'm going to say by like 2 weeks.
By like, I mean, every baseball, like national baseball reporter is like, oh, I'm hearing that this arbitration thing is going to get settled in like 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks happen, oh, I'm hearing, you know, maybe next week. And it just keeps going down the line.
This has to be good for Chris Bryant and his representation, right?
I don't know. I can't read it. I really can't. Like, I can't call any of this. It just seems for an arbitration, it seems very arbitrary.
If a guy was to be an arbitrator and he's like, okay, I don't want to break precedent with the signature they've already had with the CBA, I would think that'd be pretty cut and dry. That was in November. It was heard.
It would seem like you could. It doesn't seem like you would have to spend as much time looking up any sort of work law on this one, and that you could come to a decision. It would seem that it would be one way or the other. You would have a way to figure this thing out, but it's just dragging. So until something happens on that front, or the Cubs end up doing something, or we hear some news between Marquee and Comcast, I feel like coming out of Cubs convention, we did all we could with that. And today, Sox Fest, McCormick Place. It's a different look, a whole different thing. But we start the show as we start all things with a rundown. Run them down.
The Rundown.
Let's go to Bloomington, Indiana, where last night Indiana did work against Michigan State.
Tillman will serve as the inbounder. 67-63. Winston from three-quarter court, and that's it. Indiana, big-time win tonight as they defeat the 11th-ranked Michigan State Spartans. 67-63, IU now 15-4 overall, 5-3 in conference play, 12-1 at home.
Somewhere, Julie DeCaro is dancing because our Hoosiers took care of business last night against Michigan State. Did that put Illinois in first place in the Big Ten?
You damn straight, tied with Michigan State now.
Good for them. How about that?
Is it a down year for the Big Ten?
Wow.
I mean,
no, there's 12 teams going to the tournament as of right now.
I mean, for me, that's kind of a legitimate question.
I mean, you're going to ask that question every year, I think. But I'm happy for Julie because I know that she loves Hoosier basketball. So congratulations to Indiana with their win over Michigan State. And congratulations, how about that? Indiana helping out Illinois. I'm sure that's exactly what the people in Bloomington wanted.
First time in ever.
It's good. It's a good thing that the Illini are having this type of season. In the NFL, the news was Eli Manning, because Eli Manning is now retired.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Avoids the rush. And he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. At the 23-yard line. What a play by Manning. He eluded three sacks.
He did. He made a great throw. And my thing is that the fascinating thing about Eli, he's got some great statistics. Like, he's thrown for over 57,000 yards, which makes him seventh all time. He has 366 touchdown passes, which is seventh all time. His career record is 117-117 all time. That's not the best stat about him. The best stat about Eli Manning is that he's made more money than anyone in the history of the NFL. That's right. More money than Peyton. More money than Tom Brady. Eli Manning is number one all time. Tom will catch him if he signs another like two-year deal. This guy has made $252 million in salary, and he cashed all those checks. That is good work if you can get it. 16 seasons, $252 million, and the last four just coasting.
Salute to him, because he was terrible late.
Pro bowler at the bank. An all-pro at the bank. First team.
I wonder if he brags about that with Peyton and Cooper. Cooper's got a couple dollars himself.
Yeah, Cooper's he's doing like a whole different thing. But if you're Eli, what does Peyton have to brag about? You have as many Super Bowl rings as he does, and you were actually instrumental in both of your Super Bowls. So, you know, Peyton gets to be considered one of the greatest of all time, but Eli's going to the Hall of Fame too. We might not like it, but it's what's going to happen. And he's an all-pro at the bank. $252 million. Dollars for Eli Manning. Good for him. Salute that general with all that money. All right, on to the White Sox. Rick Renteria. If we play this cut, drop the music for a second, Herbie. If we play this cut. Now, everyone has probably read, you maybe read Feegan this morning or read Van Scowen this morning. Everyone knows, but if we play this, don't we have to abide by it? If we play Ricky Renteria saying what he's getting ready to say, don't we have to look at it this way? Am I wrong?
It's like Paxson saying that they expect to make the playoffs.
He didn't say that. He didn't say it.
His coach said it.
Of course he did. And so did the players. Of course they said it. He said it too. But they're going to act like they didn't say it if things don't go well. All right, we'll do it. This is what Ricky Renteria said about the 2020 White Sox.
I would be disappointed if we don't make the postseason. I think that would be accurate. We want to break through. We want this to be an impactful season. And I think you can't force those things. You got to allow them to obviously play themselves out. But I think man for man, now we at least have a little bit more ammunition to be able to go out and compete, hopefully on a consistent basis that puts those victories on the board.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You can bring the music back up. Well, he wasn't the only one that was kind of talking big. General manager of the team talking big, too.
Quite candidly, we haven't accomplished anything yet. Like, we haven't won yet. This whole process was about winning championships, was about finishing with a parade at the end of October down Michigan Avenue. Until that happens, I don't think any of us are really in a position to, you know, feel satisfied or feel like we've accomplished anything. We've had a nice winter. We've had, frankly, in our opinion, a real nice 3 years since we started with the Chris Sale trade 3 years ago last December. We think the very bright days are ahead of us, and we look forward to enjoying them. But in terms of feeling like we've accomplished something or being satisfied, ask me after the parade.
What? Ask him after what parade? What parade are you talking about, Rick Hahn?
Bud Billiken.
I mean, it is right down the street from the ballpark.
Southside Irish.
Sure. You want to go all the way down there? Do they still do that? I thought they canceled that.
I have no idea.
Is that still a thing? Because it became like a problem. I know people who live in Beverly who, like, folks will just come up and be like, can I use your bathroom? No, you can't use my bathroom. I don't know you.
And then they would use their bathroom.
They would use the lawn.
Outside.
Instead of it. Still better than inviting that person into your house. I'm just saying. Don't stop believing. I like it. Sox Fest will be tonight over at McCormick Place, so that'll be a lot of fun. And they've shortened it to 2 days, which is cool. I don't have a problem with them moving it to McCormick. I actually kind of like it because if you've ever been to like a fan festival or anything over there, it's easy. You get in and out. You got a lot of space. There are times where it's just like even careening down the staircases in the Hilton, it just become laborious. So this is easy. You get on the escalator, you walk into the Grand Hall there, and you enjoy some White Sox baseball. So that's it. That is your rundown for Friday, January 24th, 2020. How about we do this? You're a White Sox fan. We haven't had a chance to really talk other than me talking to you, not you talking to me. So why don't we talk about how you feel right now? How you feel getting ready for a fan festival that's going to take place this weekend, and how you feel about where the team is at. So we'll open the phone lines to do it. 312-644-6767 is the number if you would like to call. If calling is not your bag and you'd rather text us, you're more than welcome to do that. 67011 is the way that you can text the show. We're going to talk a lot about the White Sox for the remainder of the show. We are going to make some room for Rick Camp to debut his Bulls bingo card. Bulls play the Kings tonight, correct?
Yep.
Great. Then you can have it for tonight's game. Back after this on The Score.
The biggest game on the planet is right here on The Score. Hear Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs.
For the first time in 50 years, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Take on Nick Bosa and the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54.
The San Francisco 49ers are going to the Super Bowl for the seventh time in franchise history.
Listen live Super Bowl Sunday only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Or radio.com sports station. A presentation of Westwood One Sports, brought to you by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets.
Hey. Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite